Welcome to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening this week. First styrofoam, now the common plastic grocery bag. Coral Gables is the first city in the state to prohibit plastic bags. Stores won't be able to use them, and if they do, they could be fined eventually up to $500. This is just one of the new government bans on convenient carrying containers. In July, Miami-Dade County will ban styrofoam in its parks. That goes into effect. Miami Beach and other communities already have banned styrofoam. So, do you support these types of bans? Convenience over the environmental danger? Is this good environmental policy or is it government overreach? We'll begin with the common plastic bag on the Florida Roundup today. It is a significant community issue, no doubt about it. Sarah from Bell Harbor supports the ban. She sent us this text. It's the best news of the week. Can't wait for it to be on Miami Beach. Tracy on Miami Beach sent us this text. Ban plastic bags since they end up in the ocean or bay. We can use paper or recycle bags. I wish they had the plastic bag ban in Miami Beach. And then Mark on the beach also sent us, the ban is a huge step forward, he says. Now we need Dade County to step up its game. Add your voice here on the telephone, 800-743-9576. The plastic bag ban in Coral Gables, the city beautiful, should it be expanded to your community? 800-743-WLRN on the telephone. Lance Dixon covers the city of Coral Gables for our partner, the Miami Herald. He's with us now. Welcome back to the Florida Roundup, Lance. Nice to see you.
You as well.
So let's start. When does this ban begin?
So the ban by sort of the official vote itself is already in effect, but it's only for now going to focus in on those special event vendors. So essentially when they go to pull a permit to have a special event or before it goes sort of for commission approval, one of the conditions of approval will be, hey, you can't use plastic bags at this event.
So a city festival, for instance, the vendors would be unable to use plastic bag to put food in or other kind of items or even, you know, jewelry if you're buying those kinds of things at those vendors.
Yeah, sure. So things like Carnival on the Mile or different events like that that are sort of bigger and require a sort of special approval.
But the stores on Miracle Mile or Publix grocery stores within Coral Gables, they can still hand out plastic bags.
Yes. Yeah, so with that, so the special event enforcement is already going to kind of get started. But what the commission did between the first vote back in March and the vote this past Tuesday was they extended the sort of grace period from initially proposed 6 months to a year. So all they're going to do now with their code enforcement is just give out warnings to people saying, hey, you know, you've got a full year to kind of, you know, work through the stock of plastic bags that you have, you know, get educated on what some alternatives might be, maybe seek out some of those companies that manufacture them. And then ideally, you know, that stock will be reduced and, you know, we'll move on to some different alternatives.
If you and I or anybody else is walking in Coral Gables with a plastic bag, are they going to get the warning? Would we get the warning?
So they would get the warning if they are sort of found distributing them within the store.
So if you're just using the bag, you're not in violation of the ordinance.
No. And I've you know, in fielding some calls and emails and things about this particular subject and about this ordinance, you know, I've told people, don't worry, nobody's going to come and kick your door down trying to get the plastic bags you use to pick up your dog's poop. Those are still yours, you know.
And there's actually an exemption within the ordinance that using that common plastic bag for pet refuse is allowed.
Right. And those specific bags used for that are allowed, as well as some other exemptions like dry cleaning bags, bags from different pharmacies and stuff. I mean, some members of the commission said they want to see even those exemptions kind of, you know, taper off after a while, after, you know, they get some initial engagement. But, you know, for now, they understand that it's going to be a learning process for both the business community and for residents in the city.
So no plastic bag police necessarily.
No, Coral Gables. Not quite.
Right, not quite yet. Can Coral Gables do this at all?
So that's a sort of interesting question, because Coral Gables at the moment, they're being allowed to pursue this and to go forward with this ban due to a ruling in a local case between the city and the Florida Retail Federation. They sued the city last year on behalf of a local sort of 7-Eleven, a group called Super Progresso. And that case went through, and earlier this year, a judge ruled in favor of the city, essentially, and he cited both It was over that the city styrofoam.
Right, band. That was over an earlier ban in styrofoam, which was there was one reading of the ordinance in one calendar year, and then there was a new year and a new calendar year, and the second reading of that styrofoam ban ordinance before it went into effect. In the meantime, there had been a state law that essentially disallowed local municipalities from passing local ordinances banning styrofoam. Coral Gables got sued, and they claimed that the first reading of the ordinance allowed the styrofoam ban to go through. That was challenged and wound up with this court decision that you're describing now.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. And so part of the judge's ruling in regards to the styrofoam ban that the city put in place, he noted some of the different legislation relating to plastic bags. And so the state had also sort of put a preemption in place for local municipalities saying that no one can regulate or try to ban the use of these items. And the judge in this case essentially said, look, this was based on the legislature having to act on a study that was commissioned. No real action was ever taken on that study, even though it was completed back in 2010. And so these local municipalities, these cities and towns and villages have kind of been in a holding pattern. And so the judge said, well, you know, you can't really keep people in this holding pattern for long. Yeah. So in this case, he decided, hey, the Gables should go ahead and try to proceed.
The plastic bag ban being approved in the City Beautiful, styrofoam bans elsewhere. 800-743-9576 is the phone number to add your voice to the phone calls in a moment. Lance Dixon covers the Coral Gables area for our partner, the Miami Herald. Lance, does the Gables anticipate a legal challenge to this plastic bag ban? Are they just essentially putting this ordinance forward, anticipating it to work its way through the court system?
So the after the judge's ruling here locally in the Miami-Dade Circuit Court, the Retail Federation and the state of Florida actually filed with the Third District Court of Appeals. So that case is still ongoing. So even when the ordinance was approved this past Tuesday, the city attorney noted, hey, you know, there is still a legal challenge out there. There is still, you know, a pending appellate ruling on this. So, you know, this might end up not working out, but you know, their sort of argument is, hey, at least if we sort of get the education out there, we have the ban out there, and we at least are able to maybe, you know, put a dent in some of the stock that's out there. They feel like that's still a victory for them, even if ultimately, you know, the preemption goes back in place.
It's an environmental issue. It's a retail issue. It's an economic issue. Is it government overreach as well? Should city councils and county commissions be telling retailers what kind of bags that they can give their customers? 800-743-9576 on the Florida Roundup. We will begin in Miami with Rosa Maria. Rosa, welcome to the radio.
Thank you. Yes, I'm calling about the ban. I'm all for it. Yes, please ban all the plastic bags. When I go to the supermarket, I take my own bags. They are made of cloth, so they're washable. I come from Europe. And if you don't have your bags, you go to the supermarket over there, they charge you five cents per bag, per plastic bag.
Yeah. Yeah, Rosa, we appreciate that. Thanks for adding your voice here. Lance, this idea of people bringing their own plastic bags, that's an exemption as well. If you've got a closet full of plastic bags and you reuse those are not banned under this ordinance in Coral Gables.
Certainly not. They're actually encouraged. And the language of the ordinance kind of, you know, puts in there for retailers, hey, if you can sort of encourage your customers to purchase these bags or to bring in their own, or if you offer sort of compostable bags or paper bags, you know, that will kind of help educate the public even beyond what the city's educational campaign will be. So they're definitely hoping to see more of that.
At WLRN, you can tweet us your thoughts as well on this plastic bag ban in Coral Gables. Would you like to see it extended in South Florida, or is it government overreach? In Fort Lauderdale, Juliet is on the Florida Roundup. Juliet, welcome. You're on the radio.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to say I think it's a great idea. I hope we follow suit up in Broward County. And I had the same experience in Europe, in England, with bringing your own bag. And I think it actually is just a habit. And I think if we get a little encouragement through a law like this to have better habits, it'll be good for the environment.
Have you heard any talk about it amongst your neighbors, your colleagues in Fort Lauderdale?
You know, only from the extent that we're fortunate to live close to the water and we're always picking up plastic bags from the grocery stores that are flying around that we know cause damage. So, and we'd like to see that, you know, reduced through use as well as just better recycling.
Juliet, thanks for adding your voice here. Lance, what led the Coral Gables Commission to take this action? Was there a tipping point? Was it a community response? Was it some kind of initiative that it decided to launch regarding the environment, and this is the place where it intersected with policy?
So it's sort of a combined effort. There's one particular commissioner, Vince Lago, who has kind of been pushing for this. He also pushed for the styrofoam ban. But even the former mayor, Jim Kaysen, he also was very focused in on issues like sea level rise and the environment. And the commission as a whole, they kind of recognize that, hey, even though Coral Gables isn't necessarily a particularly coastal community, does have a good amount of water in it. It is a part of the greater Miami-Dade County area. So they felt, hey, if we can do anything to sort of mitigate some of these issues, then we'll proceed in that way. And so I think that's sort of where the inspiration came from. And then obviously, you know, across Miami-Dade County and some other communities, you know, a lot of people have reached out from Miami Beach and some of the other barrier islands and have attended the commission meetings. And those environmental activists are saying, hey, you know, we applaud you all for this, because at least if somebody's sort of taking this step, it could provide a potential precedent that other cities can pursue, whether they're passing resolutions in favor of this and hoping to eventually, you know, get ordinances on the books.
We're getting some response via texts as well. Shannon from Miami Beach sending us this text. I'm so glad to hear that Florida is finally doing something right, she says. Melina in Coconut Grove would like it to take effect in Coconut Grove. She notes that it's closer to the water. Melina says she owns a stand-up paddleboarding company where they teach sport and organize events, saying, quote, it really gives, it grieves me to see so many plastic bags in the water when we paddle. Some firsthand experience there with where plastic bags wind up in the environment here in South Florida. In Coral Gables on the Florida Roundup now is Ellen. Ellen, you're on the radio. Welcome.
Thank you. So happy about your subject today, and I'm glad that I happen to be in the car to listen to you. I am a resident of Coral Gables, and I support the plastic bag ban, and I take cloth bags to the grocery store, but I just switched this about 3 months ago, and instead of taking regular boring cloth bags, I take children's cloth bags that have Dory on them and Dora and Paw Patrol, and I line them up all around my grocery cart, and the kids all say to their mother, look at Dora, look at Dory, and I give them away, and hopefully that's my way of encouraging others to ban the plastic.
There you go, Ellen. A little grocery shopping with personality there. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yvonne is with us in Kendall. Yvonne, welcome to the Florida Roundup. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the greatest news since sliced bread. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You see them on the street. You see them in the park. You see it in the water. It's ridiculous.
Are you going to? Do you still use them? Are you going to change how you?
I have my reusable bags from Publix. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yvonne. We appreciate you giving us your input as well. Let's go back to Fort Lauderdale. Lisa is on the Florida Roundup. Lisa, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, loud and clear from Key West to the Palm Beaches. Go ahead.
Great. I'm very in favor of the ban, especially the ban on styrofoam. I'm also go to the beach, and I'm always picking up plastic and trash people leave. Now, I do, when I take my plastic bags from Publix, I recycle them for cat litter. So any bags I get, I recycle, but I'm definitely in favor of the ban as far as using them for sale or distribution.
Lisa, let me ask you, your second caller from Fort Lauderdale in support of this. If a community wants this kind of ban, couldn't they act the way that you're acting and previous callers have endorsed versus the necessity of a city ordinance?
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, somebody, I guess, would have to bring it up with local government. And, you know, I haven't heard of any movement until I heard this program. So hopefully the people that have the ability to bring it up like that will, you know, will do so with the right authorities.
Great.
Because I hate to go to the beach and see all that plastic, and it just doesn't dissolve. And the same thing with styrofoam, and we need to get rid of it.
Great. Lisa, we appreciate your thoughts there from Fort Lauderdale. Paula is with us from Coral Gables. You are on the radio. Thanks for your call, Paula.
Hey. So I think the ban on plastic bans is I'm totally for it, but I wanted to talk about how it would affect the, you know, the local small businesses making this sort of economic change. Mm-hmm. Obviously, plastic is affordable, but we're not talking about the construction that's happening currently on Miracle Mile that's affecting a lot of the businesses already. And this ban would, you know, change their economic makeup. And I wanted to know if there was anything maybe the city could do or something that we could do to make up that cost that they would be spending, even if just for the first year and eventually it becomes more implemented seamlessly.
Paula, great question. And Lance, I know that the Chamber of Commerce in Coral Gables had been reluctant about this idea just because of the impact on small businesses that have invested and used plastic bags and the low cost of those plastic bags, but did come around to putting some weight behind this.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, the chamber president there in the Gables and the initial vote on this item, he sort of described it as death by a thousand cuts because there's the ongoing construction and so many businesses are dealing with that and dealing with a loss of customers and things like that. But at this past Tuesday's meeting, he stood there with some other members of the chamber and with some members of the business improvement district. And they said, look, you know, there are a lot of people who are in favor of this and are really grateful that the grace period sort of being extended. But we do hope to see a lot more sort of outreach from the city and a lot more education on what some alternatives could be that are affordable. Yeah. And so I think that the city will have to sort of step up in that regard, even beyond just extending the grace period. And ideally, you know, for these businesses, you know, I think a lot of them, their hearts might be in the sort of right place, but at the same time, they're dealing with massive construction in their face.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And so are there any exemptions based upon store size or company size?
Not specifically.
No, it doesn't matter how big or small the company may be. If you're using plastic bags, you got to phase them out.
Yeah.
Any exemptions on the size of the plastic bags? And I'm just thinking, you know, the difference between a plastic bag you get at Publix versus a plastic bag that you would have at, say, a local jeweler, for instance, this being the eve of Mother's Day weekend, say, for instance, folks may be doing that and you've got a pair of earrings. It's not going to be as big as the bag that Publix would normally hand out.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the only specificity there really is just single use carry out. So it doesn't really break down so much as far as like a smaller bag, like you mentioned, or maybe a larger one that holds sort of like a box with clothing in it. So in that regard, I don't know if they've gotten to that specifically, but it is something with this ordinance. They definitely plan to revisit it after a little while. So there might be some changes there, some modifications that come down the road.
Banning plastic bags in Coral Gables is up first here on the Florida Roundup. 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. You can also send us a tweet with your thoughts at WLRN on Twitter. Lance Dixon covers Coral Gables for our partner, the Miami Herald. Lance, a couple of callers have mentioned the styrofoam ban, which the Gables did a while back, and it was the subject of the court challenge we mentioned. Miami Beach has a styrofoam ban that is in place. Miami-Dade County has a styrofoam ban that will be coming into place for parks in July. So how have those two styrofoam bans been able to navigate around these court challenges the Coral Gables styrofoam ban has been subject to?
So they were able to navigate around. In the case of Miami Beach, they were grandfathered in. They approved theirs prior to the sort of cutoff date that the state put into effect, which I believe was January 1st of 2016, and so they were allowed to proceed without any real issue. I believe in the case of Miami Dade, it was just the specificity of focusing in on parks that allowed them to proceed in that way, as opposed to what the Gables obviously was looking at, which is a citywide ban.
Yeah, so significant difference, obviously, in the county strategy in styrofoam and what the Gables is doing with plastic bags.
Sure.
800-743-9576. Plenty more phone calls and tweets and texts coming in. Plastic bag ban certainly impacts the pocketbook, impacts potentially how you shop and where you shop. Let's go up to Oakland Park, where Pat is joining us on the Florida Roundup. Pat, you're on the radio. Welcome.
Hi. I use cloth bags for most things, but sometimes I need some plastic bags in my home for kitty litter and gooey garbage and stuff like that. Am I going to have to buy plastic bags for that?
Well, essentially, it seems like that would be the case. Obviously, if they're banned in Coral Gables, you can still acquire them elsewhere, I suppose, if you really want to use them specifically for that use. But I think,
what are you supposed to use for dog poop?
Well, I mean, I personally don't have a dog, so I couldn't really offer you some good alternatives there. But I imagine, or at least my understanding is that they sell back specifically for that purpose, right. Perhaps. So, I mean, I know that that's an additional cost that's more than just the plastic bag you sort of get by default at your grocer. But
real questions, real people, no doubt about it. William in Miami Beach, you are on the radio. William, go ahead.
Yes, I'm wondering about things like Glad plastic garbage bags, Ziploc baggies. Will I get in trouble? Like if I buy a Glad plastic garbage bag,
yeah.
And dispose of it, yep. in a dumpster, for example.
The common 13-gallon kitchen trash sack is a plastic bag.
It is, but it's exempted in the case of this Coral Gables ordinance. So you're fine with your trash bags, with smaller Ziploc bags. This is really very specifically about single use carry out bags, and the kind that are, you know, most commonly found at grocery stores.
Lance Dixon on the plastic bag beat lately for our partner, the Miami Herald, but clearly stirring up some passion and some interest with folks all across South Florida, and an issue to watch. Lance, thanks for coming back on the Florida Roundup. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Still more to come here on the Roundup today. A member of the Miami Dolphins Perfect Season speaks out against tackle football. That's next when the Roundup continues.